brother from the Goen, above Rom, is Mechaber HaSefer, it's called Ma'ilei Satoiro. Sefer Nisgov Moid, if I ever want to learn it when he has the time. And the Zakdome, he brings down זה לא שנה זויה. מן דה רוחיק מאוירייסה, רוחיק מקודשי בריחו. Person that is far away from the Torah, is far away from the ריבונו של עולם. אי אפשר לבוא לשום מעלה, אוי מידה טובה, אוי לשום דבר עירו, רק על ידי התורה. This is באמס אור השקופה. We call it the Olam HaTorah Bikei Hashkofe. The three lines. Yi efshar lovoi l'shum maile oi mido toivo oi l'shum dvar yiro rak al yedei HaTorah. There's no musig if people are sitting together and working on midas. People are sitting together and working on dveikus. Sitting together and working on inyanim. It's a bluff. It doesn't have no tfisa. A person that is sitting and learning, he's a ben aliyah, emes a ben aliyah. And at the same time, he wants to work on himself, to be a balmides, to be a tzaddik, to be a chosid, to be a yashal. Yes, could be. But there's no musig in the welt. This is the first akdome. There's no musig in the welt to become tzaddik, chosid, yoshol, shum maile, oy midotoivo. It's not shayach shum maile o midotoivo. Only al yedei esek ha-Torah. Man derochik me'oraisa. ובפרט, says the אין הגולוס, כל הגולוס ומחמס ביטל תירה, זה יש את שיר השירים, מדר שיר השירים, אין הגולוס מתכנסס אלו בזכוס התירה, ואיסי בזויר כל הצורס הבויס עלינו באבויר ביטל תירה. He says more from that. It says in the דרס הקדמונים, למרות שאף פרסן makes a joke, a לצונס. So state in Sefer HaTikunim, he has to fast 120 Ta'anesim for the big joke that he did once, yeah? Rosh Ankas, he says in Sefer HaTikunim, 151 Ta'anesim. Divrei Chol Beis HaKnesses, 40 days. Im Yichi Odom Elef Shonim, Ta'amayim, Lo Yaspik Loi HaTa'anesim Al Kol Pitrei HaAveiros. So what people could do? Zog de Ari, this is for Deres HaRishonim. We don't have Deres HaRishonim, we can't do it, so what we could do, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. But if we don't do Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and we come up to the Shomayim, so Tshuvas HaMishkol we didn't do, we didn't fast 40 Ta'anesim, and we spoke Dvarim V'Teilim in the middle of Davening, and sitting and learning by Asmode we also didn't do. And it brings down that oisim in all these people that just make taneisim v'sigufim oisim in a ikar tofel min a tofel ikar. I heard a ma'aseh this week. It was a rav. He came to a shtot. So the one was very choshev rav. It's very choshev shtot. So he was masking to become the rav of the shtot. But he made one condition. His condition is that everything in the city will be lefi what he says. Everything in the city will be lefi what he says. Then he's masking. But if he has to start to fight with Balabatim and Takones, so he'll sit and learn. So all the Balabatim came and said, after a couple of weeks, the committee comes over, we have a good idea. Instead of Alamo, we collect from the rich people, and then we go to the poor people, we'll do Fakat. first they'll collect from all the poor people, and then the rich people of Mischayev to fill up everything. Instead of normally today they go to first to the rich people, and then they go to the poor people. Like, yeah, and then the rich people sometimes don't give the right amount. We'll force all the poor people to give. And if it's not enough money left, the Anim didn't give enough money, the Ashirim will be mashlim. Rav said, Bishum Pani Vayich. No. You see, the Nesim waited till the end. It was a Tvi and the Nesim and the Mishkan that they bought in the end, the Avnei Shem and the Avnei Miluim. They took out the youth from the Nesim. No. First, the rich people give, and then the poor people give. Say it. After a month, the Rav said, I'm leaving. I asked the Rav, what we didn't keep? He said, I heard there is a whole group of tzaddikim that are fasting, ta'anesim, because they speak in the shul, davening, and they're fasting because, you know, they moved muktzah and Shabbos, and they're fasting because, all the finin yonim, they're fasting. So the Rav said not to fast. If the Rav would say not to fast, they would not fast. Well, why the Rav is leaving? I said, I don't understand. It was a committee last month. And he wanted to go first to the poor people and then to the rich. And I said the opposite. And I see, instead of going, people here are going to the poor people, the body, taking not to eat. Instead of going to the rich people, the seichel, the teira, the tall, the teira, I did aveiras, so to learn by smother, so to learn by cheshek. No. The rich people, they leave. The ones that are the money to pay the aveiras, they're going to the poor people. They're going to the bodies. I said, I'm not masking. I see the people in the city and didn't understand what I said. They're not listening to me. I can't stay in the city. This is what the Talmud Agoyen, the brother of the Goyen says. We have to know, Aladeiris is given as a. Especially in our day, there's no musik. They have a big mistake. People say, I will be a good yid. I'll be a tzaddik. I'll be a Eved Hashem. I'll be a Baal Chesed. There's no dveikis ba Hashem. There's no kirvas Hashem on Teir. There's no kirvas Hashem on Teir. Why am I speaking about this? I want to explain a little bit. Before we go, maybe to the Chazik Befoyal. Our avoidance be'etzem, Talmud Torah keneged kulo. This is what we do the whole day. We learn in the morning, we learn in the afternoon, we learn in the night, we learn Friday, we learn Shabbos. We think and learning when we sleep, we think and learning when we eat. This is our job. Talmud Torah. If a person will know, if a person will understand the chashivus of Talmud Torah keneged kulam, you know, I'll tell you a maisa. Maybe before I'm, it was a masvid in Ponovich. It was called Reb Chaim Berman. I think he's there, so he's 80 years old. Mama, she sits and learns like this. Mama, she chuckles. And his gemara, opposite his nose, is like two brown lines from the breathing. He doesn't move his head. Like this, the whole Seder. He finishes every masech in his stomach 70, 80 times during this man. He knows Baal Peh, every shiur klali, every shiur from Rav Shach, Rav Shmuel, Rav David, everything. But Imam, he doesn't move. When he got married, the marshal, he started to come to Seder 5 minutes late, second Seder. Because when he came the first day in time, Abchatzka Levenstein told him, the Mashgiach, Zechut Tzadik Livrocha, you know, you're married, you can come 5 minutes late. So from that, so he comes 5 minutes. This is the way I remember when I was a bacher, like before the Shur Kloli from Rav Shach, he had the kviz, he would stand near Rav Shach, Rav Shach would ask him, it's time to Shur Kloli, he would say, it's 5 more minutes. And this was his kviz, yeah. But he's like the clock, Mamash, Yoimim Velaylo, Leposek Pumim Megilse. So he told me once, yeah, maybe direct, how he started. I heard from his roommate. When he decided to become a masmid, he said, one day he woke up, I'm becoming the masmid of the world. He's one of the biggest masmid today. So he said, okay, he's not picking up his head. He started to learn. He said, after 5 minutes, he started to see circles. Yeah? I'll tell you now, not to turn your head backwards, you already want to turn it backwards, right? You can't turn, yeah? Now, you want to see what's happening in the wall in the back, yeah? The person decides, I'm not picking up my head in the Gemara, and that minute you have to pick up your head. But he decided he's not. He's shuckling. After 5 minutes, he couldn't read. The letters were jumping and dancing. But he decided it doesn't make a difference. He decided he's not picking up his head. And he carried on like this for an hour, shuckling, mamish, all different dances. Yeah? Because after an hour, he decided, if I'm anyway not doing nothing, I'll try to learn epis. And from that, he became a basket. I'm trying to explain this like this. These years that the bachur is in yeshiva, hopefully it will stay like this forever, these are the years of Talmud Torah keneged kulam. If a bachur will know the chashivus, if the bachur will know the chashivus of learning, if the bachur will know the chashivus of Talmud Torah keneged kulam, if the tzura of amona shel Torah, yegiyosa shel Torah, in the right way, these 2 months, Lamasha, that are left, I especially want to speak about these 2 months. These 2 months will anyway pass. Nothing will make the Ben Azmanim to come quicker. Yeah, Purim will come in 6 weeks. You know, you can't maybe, but less already. But you can't rush him to come, even if you want. Yeah, this is the Metzius. The Zman will finish when he will finish. And I will explain why I'm speaking about this Nikuda now. And the beginning of Zman is a big pressure. Zman starts, everyone wants to be the best. Chavrusas, Matzev. The Zman carries on now, there's no pressure. No pressure. Zman is ready, everything is set, everything is done, you know. There's no lachatz. Now is the time when there's no lachatz, when there's no pressure, when there's enough what the chazer. The beginning of Zman sometimes you don't know what the chazer. The first day, you know, Shabbos and week, all the chavrusas, the chazer on the same page. It's a gate achnisht. A person could take these 2 months that are left and to be koine kinyan of teire. To become an andere sach in ganzen. An andere mahus. No one is disturbing him. Chus from the Yitzhahole. There's no afroes. A person decides to be a masmid. There's no shter, there's no lachatz. It's been asmanim soon. But this is the time of a person to take himself on and to start to be amal b'toyro, to be yogea b'toyro. He goes over to get see inside. Samosh mitzvahs. After all the leman yedu leman tiyateras Hashem beficho, sheikar shviras hayitzaror al yedei atoiro, borosi yitzaroro, borosi lo yitoiro tavli, borosi lo yitzarore, borosi lo yitoiro tavli. People are looking, especially in these weeks, to break the yitzarore. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, borosi lo yitzarore, borosi lo yitoiro tavli. What is the pshat of the yitzarore? Let's kimat everyone here, if he wants the Moshe to go to Kamp Simcha, yeah? It's always very happy. First, he doesn't learn for a month and then this man, yeah? Chutz for that, but why is no Yitzhahore not to do it? The Torah says he doesn't bother him. Do a little bit chesed. Abi, you don't learn, he doesn't mind. Why? If it's such a chosh of a mitzvah, why the Yitzhahore doesn't try to make it hard? So one time, always told me it's hard to get in, yeah? Say no, but... Yeah, I'm not a shkai, you know. Why is that hard? If something is not hard, it's not the right stuff. The famous maaseh from the Magid Medubna says that a rich person came once to a hotel. You know, the kids, he had 20 suitcases. He was the guy there. He told the guy, you know, take it up to the 20th floor. Kids, the guy schleps. He's dripping, dribbling, mamish. Vasa, coming off him. And then after an hour he goes back to the guy. No, you know, I took your suitcases. The guy takes out $20 and gives him. Says, $20, you know. Touch my clothes. Says, so you didn't pick up my suitcases. My suitcase had cash inside. You picked up someone else's suitcases. You don't give me back the $20. Ki yogato bi Yisrael zog de magin midubne lo oiso karosi Yaakov. Lo oisi karosi Yaakov. The Yitzhahore makes it hard. The Yitzhahore makes it hard If it's too easy, you're not carrying the right thing. You're not carrying the right thing. My mother told me when she was a little kid, it was Rav Avraham Yaffen, he lived in the same building. So she was running somewhere. So Rav Avraham Yaffen called her, "Who are you running to?" So she said, "I'm running to do a mitzvah." He told her, "To a mitzvah, you don't run so quick. You're not running to do a mitzvah. Too quick. To a mitzvah, you don't run so quick. Too quick. A person has to know, the Yitzhahore knows that if a bocher will sit and learn 4 hours night, say that to 12 o'clock, mit der ganze Starkheit, a whole morning Seder, a whole afternoon Seder. The Yitzhahore knows this person will be a andere Mensch. This person will change in Ganzen. He knows, there's no suffix about it. No suffix about it. He will change in Ganzen. He doesn't want to let it. Person could see it's so hard to learn. A guy comes over, I need help, you know, I'm not feeling good. Ow, you shmuzim, mamish, chesed, yeah? Mamish don't want. But so why you don't fall asleep when you do it? Why when you learn, you just fall asleep right away? You just decide not to learn, you wake up. It's mamish baduka menusa. You're better, but I'm saying, maybe I know, yeah? Why? The Talmud says, he knows, it's not even equal. Do billion chasodim. The guy does the biggest project in the world. He mamishes into it. No one is stopping him. So much koiches he has. He has to learn 1 extra hour and he can't do it. If you go normally to sleep 11 o'clock, try tonight to go to sleep 12 o'clock. You can't do it. You can't do it. We'll be too tired tomorrow. Yeah? I once checked it with a guy. I asked him, no, he said, mamish, the whole shtar, I have to leave 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, I sent over someone to him. He asked him for like a small favor. The guy was so happy to help him, yeah? He helped him until 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah? And he was so convinced that he can't learn after 11 o'clock because he'll be tired tomorrow. We fool ourselves. Zok the Rav Rom ben Achia Agoen. Because the Yitzhahore knows the Talmud Torah is Shviras Kol Amides. Shviras Kol Amides. Shviras HaYitzhahore. He doesn't mind do 100 chasadim, you don't become close to Hashem. You don't become close to Hashem. Say, yeah, that person. They give you some crumbs. He doesn't have an idea to fight it so much. The learning he fights, lehavdil, the person will have to do a chesed. And mamash, two people will stop him and hold him, and he will want to do the chesed. So mamash, I'm trying to do the chesed. Mamash, Mamish, such a yitzhahore not to do it. It's not such an important mitzvah, yeah? Talmud Torah every second is like this. Talmud Torah is every second like this. Every second is Talmud Torah like this. Is this the reason? The yitzhahore doesn't let you. The yitzhahore doesn't let you to feel it. The yitzhahore doesn't let you to get this argosha. If a person will manage to sit and learn one day, it's so much for the Yitzhahore, the Horaye, not that he lets you. So, you know, he can't fight because you're normal bochur, you're learning in the Shiva, you have the normal Zdari. If you want to add a little bit, not only that, he tries to slice you off a quarter to 12 in the morning, you know, to get ready to shear, quarter to 12. He starts to go around, maybe it's really, it's the end of Seder. 3:15, no one is there. Great, 4 o'clock. He just pushes. He's so busy with it. And if you're learning good, he sends some guys to shmooze to you. If you're lonely, he sends people. Just a little bit of shmooze. Not a big crime. Night Seder. 10:15. Why? No reason in the world for it. We're sitting and learning. Nothing is stopping us. I'm saying again, in the beginning of Zman, first people learn good anyways. chizuk is there anyways, but after you should have enough of them. And not only that, a lot of times when you take these things to avoda, to become a masmid, to chazer another perek, to chazer again, to make a chazor klolis, everyone in his ways. It's too hard, it's too pressured. Now, it's pashut, it's easy, it's glad. I want to say a step back. This is the Avone. I already mentioned it a couple of times, but I think now to understand what I said, it's the Taz. No, the Taz says that what is the aloha of a person sitting and learning, and he has a dream. And in the dream, they tell him, you know, it's a big lottery that he could win. That lottery, if you win, you win $50 billion. The number is 2256. Seven, 2256. You get up in the morning, say, okay, you know, I'm sitting and learning, take it. But, you know, $50 billion, I have what to do with $50 billion. I will go, I will win the $50 billion. And I will do what it is. I will take $1 billion, and I will open 5 yeshivas like yeshivas me. I'll take the second billion. I'll open 5 yeshivas like Ol Samech. I'll take another billion, and I'll open, you know, Atzala all over the world. Also, I'll take another billion. I'll open Kam Simchas all over, place for everyone. Yeah, I have nothing against Kam Simcha. Chas v'shalom. I take another billion. Dirshu. Another billion Russians. Look here over there. Another billion French. Eichad, you know. Another billion, I'll do Echveis Kiruv in Ohio, Echveis Nishwer. Then I have another billion, I'll print Shasim, special Maduras. You know, Nissen Kaplan, Echveis, you know, a new Madura. Yeah? Another billion. I'll take another billion, I'll open, you know, seminary for girls, Balei Tshuvas. Then, you know, another billion Bikucholim, another billion Mekimi, v'cholei, v'cholei. Another Yeshiva Mesiftas, you know, open another Cheder in Lakewood. It's enough. It's enough what to do. Kids, I'll finish the Masada, I'll get 50 people in charge. After 2 hours, I'm going back to learn. Very good. And then again, Mamish, Bori V'Shemo. I'm in the way to go to buy this lottery ticket. I meet my friend. Tells me, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to buy the lottery ticket. He says, you know, I had a dream. I know the number. Chaval to buy. Tutuva. He says, I also know the number. I'm also going to buy it. He tells me, what do you want to do? I tell him, I said, exactly my plan also. 5 mirrors, 5 brisks, 5 atzole, 5 acheinu, dersheinu, all of these mitzvahs, yeah? So the guy says, so they tell me, listen, I anyway not learning, he tells me. Adreitzach, yeah? You're sitting and learning. You could sit and learn. I'll do it. I'm telling you, I'm signing now that if I don't do it right, you could take over. I tell him, yeah, but if you do it, you know what? You have a schus. I'm talking 5 yeshiva smir, yeah? 20,000 people sitting and learning every hour in your name. If you have 5 ol samechs, yeah? Big ones. So it means every hour into your account, like flips in a family that you're machzor b'tshuva, yeah? It's like slips over. Another family, another family, another family. Every second you're saving people from Matzoleh, you know? All these happy kids, you're mesamech them, you're putting a smile on this kid that never smiled, and become simchas that you have, yeah? You know how much mitzvahs? Why did they give you to do it? I want to do it, but I'm giving you, we'll go together. Why did they let you to do it? Aloch in Rambam state, im yochol lasas al yedei acherim, you have to give the acherim to do the mitzvah, and you yourself are not allowed to do the mitzvah, and I have to give my friend to do it. And the question, but it's not fear. I'm going now to learn for another 2 hours. Say it. Noch, noch amol, ve'u medaberes, noch amol, ma'eros, ve'yuchsin, naher, rahin, naher, rahin. Say it, what I'm left with. Okay, so I know pshat. Rashi's here like this, Rashi's not like this, it's finished, say it. Does the ganze zach, it comes out. The other guy, this is Rosh Yeshiva, 5 Yeshiva Smir, 5 Acheinus, 5 Dirshus, Atzole, Mekimi, all Mesiftes all over, Osameachs.
The Rambam said, I'm not allowed to. Yochel Asav, the Acherim, I'm not allowed to. I have to let another person to do it. Why? The Torah Zog, the Rambam, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulo. The 2 hours of learning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are more important from all of the other things. It's more important for Hashem 2 hours of learning from doing all of these things. It's much more important for Hashem. So before Shataz, the Aloch is Godel Atzolas Nefoshes, Talmud Torah Yoyser Me'atzolas Nefoshes. And Hilchos Talmud Torah, Simon Reish Nun Gimel and Yoredeya. Frank the Taz, Aloch is Nishta Zeh. Kuch Nefesh is Derech Kol HaTerech Kula. Zog the Taz, Choshuv LaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishalom HaTorah, Yoyser Mishu Hitzil Nefoshes. V'horai Bi Mordechai. Says, Mordechai had his seat in the Sanhedrin was number 3. After the Megillah, they moved him down to number 5. Why? Because they said, Vaisnes Hashem doesn't like his learning so much. If he would like his learning, he would let the Megillah to happen on the day, Lamazagim, Mimei, Yitzchok V'chava, Shushan Abiro. Mordechai would never hear about him, and he would be sitting and learning. Hashem didn't like his learning, he got him busy a little bit, be busy with the Megillah, to speak to Achashverosh, to speak to Haman. Frank the Taz, but you know what Mordechai did? He saved all of us. Moshe, all the Mishnah Berurah is B'schut Mordechai, right? He saved the grandfather of the Chofetz Chaim. When he came to America, he saved him, right? He saved him in Shushan Abiro. Doesn't make a difference where he saved him. Mordechai saved the father of the Chayyadu. Mordechai saved all Shas Maduas Friedman is Mordechai. Right? He saved the grandfather of Heshi Friedman. All the tzedakas that all the other people did, Mordechai did. Now you feel Hashem did it. When everything Hashem did. When you, Lama Zagan, if you go on the street and you find a little kid and you save him, and then he becomes a God Lador. Very Gishmak, right? Mordechai saved all of the Gdol Ador, all the Amiroim, all the Tanoim. He saved and he carried on learning. Hashem doesn't like him. Because if Hashem would like his learning, Zot the Taz, he would let Mordechai to learn. Someone else would do it. Someone else will save him. Well, then Hashem wants him to have this chusim. By learning, he will have even more chusim. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. This is the chashivus of sitting and learning. And I want to explain. Speaking here to Choshev Bochim. Guys are not Choshev Bochim. Don't come at the end of Seder to hear more Zachim. Yeah. Well, it's in the Cheshem of Seder, maybe. But not when it goes over to Ben Asdor. There's 2 Yitzhahores. There's 1 Yitzhahore that I'm not speaking about today. We call him the Yitzhahore of outside the Bismedrash. And between 4, 5, 6, yeah? That kind of Yitzhahore, for sure everyone knows that it's bad. It's no Shaychus. Yitzhahore of, you know, going away for Shabbos, Chavis, you know, to all these places. This is for the bad Bochum. Yeah? We're not speaking about these Yitzhahores. Baruch Hashem, we passed that age, yeah? Tried to go to Tapuach, the Aaron, Chavis, all these Narishkeit. We're sitting and learning. Because Yitzhahore inside the Bismedrash. I'm speaking a real Nekuda now. Bochum feel they're not complex. What will be with me already? The Rosh Hashiva I will not be. Yeah, I'll not be Rosh Hashiva, Megichir. Maybe Mesifta, you know, Night Seder, after Night Seder, they'll give me the position, yeah? Like a quarter of a Shalom Meshiv and a Mesifta by Night Seder. Nah, chutzim that I don't see, I'll get nowhere. Money I don't have. So I will not be the biggest Tamech Teir that when I come, you know, the doors of the Gdeli will open to me. It's like, Onani Bo, Onani Yoylech. This is what makes people down. A bocher sits, the marshal, and he sees a knacker in his shir, mamish, misada ale chavrusas. He's jealous of him, yeah? No, I know that, has to show, I want not to begin, no one, don't understand me wrong. He's so jealous. That guy's mamish taking care of everyone. I'm sitting in my corner. Dafuk. I'm also like that. I feel very dafuk if I'm not doing guys, yeah? Some people have quiet personality. Some people like to be a little bit louder, yeah? I'm maybe from the louder side, yeah? So you feel very out of place. You know, the guy's running the show. You're out of the picture. Chas v'sholem. Nebach that Yerim has to do it. Maybe Hashem doesn't like his learning, so he gave him the job to Misada Chavruzos. Baruch Hashem, Hashem loves my learning. I'm not a macher. Baruch Hashem, I don't do tzedakas. Baruch Hashem, I'm just going to shaychas to the gvirim. Baruch Hashem, I can sit and learn. If it's the opposite, Hashem doesn't like. Every time when a person comes to the door, you know, binyan and tzibu, my wife tells me, Hashem, mamish doesn't like you learning? So bad it is? She tells me, Mekachtos. This week I heard from Mekachtos. I was sure Hashem likes you learning. I see the amount of mitzvahs that are starting to come here. It's already misupik. So my father sat and learned for all of his years. No one disturbed him. He said, learn from 2 o'clock by night to 3 o'clock by night. Not used to people calling the whole time for different things. By stays, Hashem doesn't like your learning. So he's giving you different things. I don't know what to answer. This is my shalom bayis. I'm just going to shaykh this, yeah? A person has to know, if a bacher will start to understand the chashivas of learning, it's not hard to sit and learn day and night. Like I said, it's poshut. I said, at 2 o'clock by night, you're already in bed. You'll hear the chas v'shalom, a bomb, a bus is going up on fire. Everyone will run down. Someone will think twice? No. No one will think twice. So why hear it so hard? You see the swimming pool. Freezing winter. A little kid drowns. You already saved 5 kids in your life. They already saved 5. You know, it's cold water. I will not save him. I saved already 5. You saved 100. I see a little baby in the water. Mom is cold. Freezing. Mom is freezing. You don't think twice. You jump in. I'm telling you, even though you feel that the water is cold. I'm telling you from Nisaya. You don't feel the water is cold. When you finish to pick up the kid, then the water is freezing. But when you jump in, you don't feel it even. You don't think twice. If you would understand that to learn tonight from 11 to 12 is like taking out 500 kids out of the water, you would also kind of go to sleep from 11 to 12. But the problem is, you're not so sure. You don't feel like that. I say, oh, Adam, well, the Maise, if it happened, but the Maise, you know, I made up with my Rebbe when we got married that, you know, till 1 o'clock I could learn. 1 o'clock I have to be back home. So, you know, she doesn't mind that I'll sit and learn. Although from 1 to 6, you know, she wants a husband. So, one night, I came home, 2 o'clock. So my Rebbe Sin asked me, you know, we made up. You know, I don't disturb you. I let you to learn until 1 o'clock. But from 1 to 6, you know, we're married. I have to be home, you know. It's no point. So I said, I'll tell you the truth. I was on the way home. I don't know if I live in Al-Nof. Outside the house, I saw a bus tipped over, and 20 people flew out the windows. So I ran, you know, mouth to mouth to save them. Not that I know how, but, you know, I tried. She says, call a kavod. You know, I said, I have to put them in the ambulance. You tie them, you know, that the bones will not be moving, and you have to, and then they put them into the ambulances, and I sent them. So I'm sorry it took an hour, but, you know, chbet mechile. She said, say that. So I said, now I want to tell you a little secret. I did something a little bit more important. I learned tonight an extra hour. Just a little more. Why now you're not proud of her, I told her. Now I say, wow, call like about mamish. But you know what is the answer? Because I don't feel like that. So she doesn't feel like that. If a person managed to learn another 10 minutes tonight, wow. You'll feel so good. You know, if you would save 3 kids out of the water, for weeks you walk full. Yeah? Wow. So you have Bachim. For a month in the summer, they didn't learn and made a kid to smile. For the whole year, they go good. They have a kid that's smiling because of them. Yeah, a whole year, they fill up with that. Learn 5 minutes and feel like that. How the Bavram says, "He efshol shum mido, shum kirve, shum maile." If a person will know the chashivas of Torah. If the person will know the chashdegoyimus of Torah, someone comes into the bismedrash, hoping that I will hope that he will not stop near me. So you hope that he will stop near. Yeah, Ramadan, the president comes to visit the yeshiva. You hope at least he will stop near you. Yeah, to ask you what is the mirror all about. Alevai nisht, alevai I could learn. The person has to know. The avoda to sit and learn is not so hard. I'm telling you. It's hard to get used to what we said today. If you win it, I'm telling you, I have the $1.5 billion. I don't know, when you were a kid, you read books. Sometimes you read a book, you start 1 o'clock by night, you can't finish, you know, till 5 o'clock in the morning. You can't stop in the middle. Yeah, it's not as hard. There's people that when they hold a gemara, they can't stop. Just one more line. And the Yitzhahara knows. When you start, you get the taste. The Gemara says, "Im shomoya beyoshon tishma bechodosh, shomoya tishmu." And Torah is the opposite
from everything else. I heard from Moshe Zalman, Teres Nimshal LeYayin. Yayin is one thing, you know, the more you drink, the more you want. See in Purim what happens to the Shekarim, yeah? The more is drunk, the more is wild. Teres is like wine. When you didn't drink wine, you will not jump on someone to take a bottle. Okay, so you jump on someone. If you're a little bit high, you jump. If you're even more high, you'll kick him, yeah? If you're more high, you'll kill him, yeah? This is the Matzias. Azegei doesn't tell you. Fashik. Hiviyani al beis hayayin. Vidigloi olai avo. Zumat m'teire. Hiviyani al beis hayayin. It takes time. You start to drink, sometimes you're not used to it, and why you have to get into it. The Yitzhak knows that. He doesn't let you to get in. He knows he's not allowed to let you, because if he leaves go, he knows. You just started already, then he can't stop you anymore. So he never lets you. The Bacher could realize, he never managed to have a Seder in 4 hours. Sometimes you have a Bacher, could pass a yeshiva and never have 4 hours straight. And even the days that he decided that he's not doing nothing, so it's all has these little nice friends that come to visit. Nice, terrible friends, yeah? They come, they say a joke, they say a word. You already killed all of your friends. He sends them a shulach to start to tell you jokes, yeah? Also, he'll send someone to give you something on the parasha to start to look in the middle of the learning. I'll be to stop to learn. He has a lot of shluchim in the Yitzhahola. It's all different shluchim. But if you decide, I want to be, and I'm telling you now, the easiest man is the snack here in the middle, smack in the middle of the winter. There's no pressure. There's no lachatz. Every shir is running like it is, the matzav is like it is, the chavrus is. It's a steady matzav now. No lachatz. Not let me, no one disturbs me. No one disturbs me. I could put in hours. I could put in shabbosis. I could sit and learn. No one is disturbing me. This is the time. And Bezus Hashem, we'll have siyat and shir.
How do you get the feeling?
You have to start.
How do you make it work?
Thank you.